Hi, my name is Jasmine. I'm in 12th grade.
My name is Tiara.
My name is True. I'm in 11th grade. I go to Brashear.
My name is Deron.
And we're talking about Martin Luther King Day. I feel like the day is special because Martin Luther King, he basically gave us our future today. Like, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be able to do half the stuff we do. He's the one who got us equal rights, even though he died for it at that. But yet we still kill each other. That's what I don't understand. And I feel like this day is important so we can remember, like, who all fought for us to have what we have now. I think Martin Luther King would be proud and disappointed in us for how we're acting and things like that. But then he'll be proud to see that we're able to do the things that he couldn't back then. And he'll be proud about Obama being president, even though he's gone now.
There ain't no more colored bathrooms, no more colored water fountains. It's just all one equal place now.
Martin Luther King Day is important because the children that live in modern day society need to know how the way things got to the way they are now. I feel like nowadays, like, everybody, they don't really understand, like, how lucky they are to be living in a time like this.
I agree and disagree with True because he is right. They don't know how lucky they are to live in a time like this, because I was back then. Segregation was crazy. Like, black people were getting lynched and everything. But nowadays, you still got to worry about getting shot from the police or people in your neighborhood. It's still dangerous, but it's not as worse as it was back in the 1930s and stuff like that. Back then, you'll get beat, killed for any petty reason. But nowadays, you got to watch out for the people who's supposed to be protecting you.
I think that back in the day, like when MLK was alive, black or like African American, however you identify as, they had more etiquette back then versus now, because they carried themselves, they thought about the consequences of their actions. And I don't really think that we do that as much as we did back then, because there's not that much of a threat now. I think it's important to reflect on our history because we learn from history.